America is finally on the move again.
President Biden addressing today's jobs report that showed 559,000 jobs added in May. That's about double the gains from April, but it is still below expectations, and the economy is still down more than 7 million jobs from before the pandemic. Still, the president is expressing optimism.
Unemployment filings are down. Hunger is down. And vaccinations are up. Jobs are up. Wages are up. Manufacturing is up. Growth is up.
Let's bring in Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, welcome.
Oh, thanks, Peter.
So the Labor Department also reported that the unemployment rate fell below 6% for the first time since the pandemic began. What's your takeaway from this report?
Well, like you said, it is notable that the number was lower than what economists were expecting in general. Our survey at Bloomberg had a median estimate for 675,000 jobs, so more than 100,000 above what we actually saw. But it's still a big gain in jobs. And I think the main takeaway is we can all sort of breathe a sigh of relief that this recovery from the virus is still going pretty strong.
Well, we mentioned that the numbers are much better than they were in April. Why do you think job growth is so different from one month to the next? And what does that say about what's happening with the recovery?
So I think there's two important things. One thing is to always remember that these are estimates, and they're just that. And given all of the dislocation from the virus, it's really hard to make totally precise estimates. I'll give you an example. ADP, the big payroll processing firm, they put out their own jobs numbers, and they saw almost 1 million jobs added last month. So I think you have to sort of squint at these numbers and look for the big trends rather than stare at them too closely for precision. But Peter, the other big thing I'd point out is it's what's known as labor force matching. In other words, there are a lot of job openings out there, actually a record number of more than 8 million. And there are obviously a lot of people looking for jobs, but matching up the openings with the people who want those jobs or are qualified to take those jobs or really in the right location to take the job, that takes time to sort out, and it's not something that can be happen overnight where all these openings get filled. So that's sort of one of the things that's slowing the full recovery from happening as quickly as you might guess.
Okay, and to that point, one of the numbers that struck me in this report is that a little over half of the jobs were added in leisure and hospitality, most in the food service and drinking industry. And on Monday, I spoke with Jessica Parkinson. She's the co-owner of the restaurant Salt in Ohio. She told me that she's having a really hard time finding workers. Here's what she said.
I've been washing dishes for the last 7 months. Serving-wise, we had almost 90 covers last night with three servers that had to keep the patio closed because I didn't have enough staff to be outside and inside at the same time.
So despite some really positive hiring in the restaurant industry last month, there still is a huge need out there. What should we know about the restaurant industry?
Well, I think that job growth and your example, the anecdote about people having a hard time getting the employees, it does show that this industry, and it's a very important industry in this country, Peter, a lot of jobs in restaurants and bars and hospitality, it's recovering very well. People are vaccinated. They're more comfortable going out again. The warm weather, this outdoor dining boom is continuing. But I think that industry is still very far away from a full recovery. So it's going to take a little bit longer to get that back on track.
And in about 30 seconds, can you give us a little headline on wages? What happened last month?
So wages were up about 15 cents an hour. They're going up. It's another one of those numbers that's sort of hard to put too much precision on because it depends on the makeup of the jobs that are being added. And it's a number that can vary from month to month. But it's a good sign to see them going up, obviously.
All right. Michael Regan, senior editor, Bloomberg News. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.